Our next guest played nearly 500 games in the National Hockey League, was a Toronto Maple Leaf, scored 20 goals here with the Leafs as well in 2015-16, and now an assistant coach with, in English, the Moncton Blue Eagles, who knocked out my Western Mustangs 1 year in 1995 in the CIAU. This is pre-CISU. This is pre-U Sports.
OUAA?
No, because they're, well, I think Western was the OUA champs.
Oh, okay, sorry.
P.A. Parenteau joins us now. It's the Moncton Blue Eagles, but how do you say it?
Les Aigles Bleus.
That sounds better. That sounds much
cooler.
A much, much better sound than the Moncton Blue Eagles. That sounds, but you guys have great uniforms. How was your first year coaching?
It was fun, yeah. Kind of, yeah, you know, kind of got into it, not really knowing who it was going to be, and, you know, really liked it. And next year, I'm going to be full time with them, assistant coach, coaching the. Running the D, if you can believe it.
Oh, that's great. Now, these players, though, generationally, they're like, well, we remember you. We probably remember you with Montreal. We remember you playing with other teams as well. Are there a lot of stories, and do you have to hold back on some that you're like, that's from my autobiography. I'm not telling you that on a bus ride right now. You don't get that story. Do you hold back some of the tales?
Yeah, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
You can't let them know all. Can't do that. Not good anyways.
So you're a unique person to talk to, and we wanted to because this big Avalanche Leafs trade that went down, you played with Tyson Barrie, who's a great puck-moving defenseman. You played with Nazem Kadri, who was you know, a very prominent player. This is pre, obviously, getting Austin Matthews in the draft lottery when you were here, pre-John Tavares. Nazem had some big minutes, as did you when you were here. What did you make of the trade? Is it a good one for both teams and their needs?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to say that both teams really got what they wanted, what they needed. You know, I think Naz in that last 2 or 3 years really came into his own and became one of the best two-way center in the league. But when you have a guy that caliber playing third-line minutes, you know, it's kind of hard. And I think it's a good trade for him as well. I think he'll play more minutes. He'll be a more important player in Colorado, I think, personally. But, you know, he brought a lot of grit to the table, brought a lot of good hockey. And but you got to give to get a player like Tyson Barrie. You know, I played with Tyson for a couple of years. He was really young. It was his first 2 years when I played with him. But just like Naz, he came into his own quite a bit in the last 4 or 5 years. He's a really good player, great puck mover. And I think he'll bring a lot to the table for the Leafs, and that should relieve a little bit of pressure offensively for Morgan Rielly as well.
PA, you talk about pressure. You played in both of these markets. What's it going to be like for Nazem Kadri moving from Toronto, where everything you do, especially if you're Maple Leaf, is under the microscope, to a Colorado, where maybe the hockey coverage isn't quite as intense? That's a good thing for Kadri, right?
I think it is, but, you know, some people thrive on this stuff, though. You know, it's different. I think Naz was one of those guys where he actually liked the spotlight, and he liked being a Toronto Maple Leafs for sure. But at the same time, you gotta adjust, and you gotta, you know, same for Tyson Barrie coming here. He'll be in for a quite value check when he gets to Toronto. It's two different market. It's two different lifestyle, and I think both are fun. It depends which mood you're in, but. You know, I think Kadri was thriving though on this market, and he kind of enjoyed playing in Toronto though.
Tell me about Nathan MacKinnon, yeah, and how that'll work. Like, he'll probably be number one center, but you're going to see obviously one of the best three players in the league. I don't think there's any question about that. And you played with him as a rookie. Do you, coming in as a number one overall draft pick, you're a veteran player. How did he adjust right away to the NHL? Because not everybody gets it, but yet we've seen so many of these number one overall picks, and even some of the number twos like Jack Eichel, PA, just step in. And it's like they've been playing in the league 3 or 4 years. Was Nathan like that to you?
Yeah, well, I played with Nathan his first year. I was on his right wing for the whole season almost. You know, he had to adjust, but he had a great coming out in the playoffs that year. We played the Wild. He was one of the best players in the league. And just this year when he did in the playoffs, you can argue he was the best player in the league in April when the playoffs started this year. So I think he's he's only going to get better. You know, he can do stuff at high speed, kind of like McDavid does, and there's not many people that can do those things at that speed, which is pretty impressive. So You know, I was really impressed with them, and now you put Kadri in that second slot, and you know they got a really good squad. They got something going in Colorado now for sure.
Tell us about playing in the NHL as long as you did. What you missed the most about it? What you missed the least about being an NHL hockey player?
Tough question. I think I missed the boys. I missed the luck. That was, you know, it was a good time. It was definitely the best time of my life. The years I played in the NHL, it was great. You know, you miss scoring goals maybe in front of 20,000 people. That would be probably the first thing that would come to mind. But the traveling and being away from my family, you got two kids. That's the thing I don't miss at all. I'm pretty happy right now. Pretty happy where I am, and there's no regret. And looking back at it, it was such a fun time in my life.
Well, it's so different for West and East. I remember actually asking Brendan Shanahan this once. He went from a Red Wings team that played in the West, and I think he signed back. He was with New Jersey before, but he signed with the Rangers. And he said the difference between the amount of times you're home and sleeping in your own bed, like when you're on the road in the East, PA, if he's a Ranger, play the Devils, you're home at night. Yeah. Flyers, home at night. Capitals, home at night. You get home a lot more. In the West, when you're gone for 10, 11 days at a time.
Different league, let's face it.
Yeah.
I played in Denver for 2 years. I feel like I was in the air for half the year. It was crazy. You travel way more. But you're on the road for 2, 3 days, 4, 5 days at the time. You get a good bounding with your teammates, though. So it's like there's no perfect way to do it. But like you said, if you're in that Metro division, it's nowhere near what you have to put up in the West. You know, you're in your bed every night. The travel is so easy. It's two different leagues when it comes to traveling. When the West and the East, there's no doubt about that.
Pia Parenteau, our guest. Now, give us your observation about Nashville. You get traded there, and they make the Stanley Cup run. Tough lineup to crack. But when I ask you about PK Subban getting traded, that's an interesting one because I know some of it's financial. It's a big, big ticket, and they love Ryan Ellis and Roman Josi and Matthias Ekholm. So they were really deep there. What were your observations when Nashville traded PK?
Well, I wasn't surprised. You just mentioned these three guys. You know, sometimes you need to free up some money to sign some bigger guys up front. I don't think they were happy with the way they played up front on their second and third line last year, even the year before. So adding Duchesne was kind of a priority for them. And when you look at it, the guy that was gonna go swooping all the way with that kind of money and with those three guys in front of him, literally, he was the guy going. So that wasn't a surprise at all. It was even expected. I think he's going to bring a lot to the table in Jersey, though. They need a defenseman like that in Jersey, a guy that can kind of make some plays, can shoot the puck. They haven't had that in Jersey for forever. So that's going to help Hall and Hischier and even you. So I think that's a good trade. I think that's good for both teams. They needed to free up some money in Nashville, sign Duchesne, try to get that offense going besides that top line. So I think for both teams, it was really good what happened there.
Sorry, Pia, yeah. You talk about all the travel and everything. Now, you finished up in the KHL. You weren't there for long, but tell us about that experience playing over there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was I was only there for 4 months. Felt like 4 years. It's no joke. It's an experience. It was. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I lived it. Made me appreciate what I had here. Let's face it. It was really... it's not an easy country to live in. It's different mentality, different culture. You know, it was a good experience. I was only there for 4 months. Got to play in the Spengler Cup. You know, it's total different lifestyle in the NHL. But I enjoyed the experience. But I'm glad it was only for four or five months.
So what was the thing that really opened your eyes when you arrived over there that was so different to what you were used to?
Well, first of all, no English was a big part of it. It was kind of tough to communicate with your coaches, your teammates. There's a couple other Canadian guys with me, but the hockey was good. I think the caliber was good. It was highly skilled. It was there's just no system. There's no flow to the game. There's no preparation. It's a completely different league. It's when you go from the NHL, 8 years of being like. Yeah, surrounded by people that know what they're doing, know what they're talking about, and then you go there, it's just like kind of a free-for-all. So it was a different experience, but it was a good way to finish my career. I think I had a little bit of hockey left in me, so I figured I'd go there and give it a crack for a few months, and it was fun.
We loved having you on this morning. Thanks for doing this. Good luck. Have a great summer, and maybe before the Aigle Blue reunite for the fall and the school season, we'll talk to you again. Thanks for doing this for us.
Awesome, guys. Enjoy the summer as well.